does what he wants, how he wants. People were making tawaf around the Baytullah naked. People were burning their daughters alive. There was no system. And then at that time they believed that to follow somebody, to follow a leader, this is a sign of weakness. That we have to follow somebody. So therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that if you have moved even a handspan away, then you have died a death like those people of Jahiliyat, a death of Jahiliyat, where they didn't want to follow anybody, emphasizing how important it is to follow system, to follow rules, to follow the authority. We'll do one last hadith, which is the last hadith of the section. And Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أهان السلطان أهانه الله. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that whoever dishonors the leader, أهانه الله, is actually dishonored Allah سبحانه وتعالى. رواه الترمذي. From here we respect, we learn that respecting leaders, respecting scholars, respecting people of authority is so important. And system is very, very important. One alim was explaining to me, he was telling me that he went to one of the European countries. He went there in Jamaat. So he's saying there was such high level of discipline as far as law and order is concerned, that he came to a road and there was a red light for pedestrians not to cross. So the red light was on. And he said he looked to the right, he looked to the left, he saw no cars. So like how in South Africa a person just crossed the road, he thought nothing of it. He said there were some other people from the country there and they seen him crossing while the red light was still on, not to cross. And they were so shocked and so upset at how he can go against the law just by crossing the road while the light was on. And then he was explaining to me that even after Isha, or not after Isha, after 8 or after 10, you won't hear one sound in the country. You won't find one piece of litter on the floor. And the system as far as waiting in the queues are concerned, system as far as dealing with people in the airports, in the shops, there was a lot of harmony, he says, just because of law and order, that he noticed that these people, although they didn't have iman, which is the most important thing, but they had some type of discipline which made things very harmonious in that country that he found. So like that, these things actually coming from Islam. If we adhere and we bring these rules and we respect authority, this will make everything much more harmonious. Can you imagine a person is going for Umrah and everywhere he's going, now normally where a person is chaos in the airports, sometimes the chaos waiting for the Muassasa offices, or this, you know, people just sitting anywhere when Hajj time, so now that obstructs traffic. But if we bring all this discipline that Islam is teaching us, how smooth a thing like Hajj will become, how smooth a thing like Umrah will become, how smooth daily living will become when we respect authority. As Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, he mentions that the reward of a person giving azan is so great that he is calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that had it not been that there is a system in the madrasa, now imagine he is the Shaykh al Hadith of the madrasa, if one day he decides to give azan, who's going to tell him anything? Nobody will tell him anything. But generally madrasas have got a system, they got a roster for the week or for the month, that this student will give azan for this week and this student will perform the salah for this week. And they rotate it like that. So next week there'll be another student doing the azan, another one doing the salah, just to give them practice. So now when these children qualify, these students qualify, when they go to their towns where they have to perform salah, they already got practice in the madrasa. Somebody gives the azan, somebody performs the salah. So he said, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah, he says, that I would love to give azan because of the reward of giving azan. But he says that because there is some system already in place in the madrasa, I don't want to interfere even with that system. A system is there in place, don't interfere, don't change that system. The system is not there for us to change, your system is there for us to follow. So therefore I don't even change and interfere with that system. But yes, if you are going on journey somewhere, en route, and now they need somebody to give out azan, then there I will go to a slightly high place and I will call out the azan. At least I get the chance of calling out the azan. It shows a person of such a great authority, but respecting authority, respecting systems. Therefore you find in Islam that if somebody gives out the azan, it is makruh for anybody else now to call out the ikamat. Nobody else can just call out the ikamat except with the permission of the person, the muazzin, the person who has given the azan, or with the person knows the happiness of the muazzin won't mind that I'm calling out the ikama. So why is it like this? It becomes makruh, although such a great thing is to call out the ikama, call out the azan. It's because the person who called out the azan, it is his haq to call out the ikamat. Nobody else can take away his haq. He is showing us also that respecting authority, respecting rules, and going with the system of the place is all part of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.